Polymarket replaces bridged USDC with its own dollar token in a full exchange rebuild. Polymarket is replacing the bridged USDC.E token that has underpinned every trade on its platform since launch. In its place, a new proprietary collateral token called Polymarket USD, backed 1.1 by USDC and issued directly by the platform. The swap arrives alongside CTF Exchange V2, a rebuilt trading engine with faster order matching, smart contract wallet support, and a revamped fee system. The company announced the upgrade on April 6th, calling it the platform's largest infrastructure change since launch. Why bridged USDC had to go Polymarket has operated on Polygon using USDC.E, a bridged version of Circle's USDC. Bridged tokens carry an inherent dependency. They rely on the bridge contract remaining solvent and uncompromised. Every major bridge exploit in DeFi history, from Ronin's $625 million loss to Wormhole's $320 million drain, has reinforced why protocols prefer native assets over bridged ones. The shift builds on a partnership Polymarket and Circle announced in February 2026 to transition from bridged USDC on Polygon to native USDC for settlement infrastructure. Polymarket USD is the result. It functions as a wrapped token, not a new stablecoin. Users deposit USDC, receive Polymarket USD at a 1.1 rate, and use it as collateral across all prediction markets. It is not tradable outside the platform. What CTF Exchange V2 changes, the new trading engine is not a minor patch. Polymarket rebuilt its conditional token framework exchange contract with several structural changes. Simplified order struct. The data structure that defines each trade is smaller and more gas efficient. Faster order matching. The matching engine processes orders more quickly, reducing latency for active traders. EIP 1271 signatures. Smart contract wallets, Safe, Argent, and similar can now sign orders natively. This also opens the door to account abstraction, where users interact with Polymarket without managing a raw EOA wallet. Builder codes. On-chain order attribution lets third-party interfaces and aggregators tag their orders, similar to how builder fees work on Ethereum's block production pipeline. Improved fee logic. Fee collection and distribution have been restructured, though Polymarket has not published the new fee schedule. For front-end users, the migration is mostly invisible. The platform will auto-wrap existing USDC and USDC.E balances into Polymarket USD through a one-time approval prompt. API traders and bot operators face more work. They must update to the latest CLOB client SDK, available in TypeScript, Python, and Go, re-sign orders using the new struct, and manually call the wrap function on the collateral on-ramp contract. The migration window, every open order on the platform will be canceled during a maintenance window. Polymarket committed to providing at least 1 week's notice before the cutoff. Full rollout is expected within 2 to 3 weeks of the April 6th announcement. Order book clearing is disruptive by design. It forces all participants onto the V2 contract simultaneously rather than running parallel systems. For market makers and arbitrage bots, this means rebuilding order flow from scratch on V2. The Polytoken question, Polymarket's CMO confirmed in October 2025 that a Poly governance token airdrop is planned, contingent on completing a strong US relaunch. The company filed related trademarks in early 2026, but the April 6th announcement does not address Poly mechanics or airdrop timelines. The two tracks, infrastructure and governance, appear to be running on separate schedules. The governance angle matters because Polymarket currently relies on UMA's optimistic oracle for market resolution. Disputed outcomes go to UMA token holders for a vote. A Poly token could eventually bring that process in-house, giving Polymarket direct control over both trading and truth arbitration. Recent controversies over geopolitically themed markets expose the friction of outsourcing dispute resolution to a third-party oracle. Where this fits, Polymarket processed record trading volumes over the past year and expanded into the U.S. market after securing CFTC registration in July 2025. The platform has been valued at over $20 billion. Building proprietary settlement infrastructure is what platforms do when they expect to scale into regulated markets where bridge dependencies and third-party oracle risk become liabilities. Smart contract wallet support is the detail worth watching. Account abstraction lowers the barrier for users who do not want to manage seed phrases or raw Ethereum wallets. If Polymarket's US expansion targets mainstream users, not just DeFi native traders, EIP 1271 support is the infrastructure that makes that possible. The stablecoin market itself is shifting. Circle's USDC on Solana just hit a 2026 record with $3.25 billion minted in a single week. Polymarket's decision to wrap USDC into a platform-specific token rather than using native USDC directly suggests the team wants tighter control over collateral flows, even at the cost of adding a wrapping step.